You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
The firing squad. Joey Shedd from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
All right. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. Streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, here till 1 o'clock. And, I guess we're all looking forward. I'm not saying we guess. We're all looking forward to seeing GBH tonight here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Yeah, it's going to be a great one. And I'm actually looking forward to the openers. I just got familiar with them for the first time. They're called Fireburn, and they're comprised of ex-hired gun members of the Bad Brains, Warzone, and Murphy's Law, and Danzig, a bunch of others. Man, they sound tight. They have a total Bad Brain sound to them. So, yeah, that's going down at the Rickshaw Theater tonight. Show will probably start at 9 o'clock. And, yes, GBH, who we did a spotlight on last week. And this week we're doing a spotlight on a band. First of all, GBH have not been to this town for 28 years. And we're going to be featuring a showcase on a band who have never been to town. I'm talking about the English Subhumans. We're going to do a showcase on them today. First of all, before I get into the show, I want to say Subhumans, the English band, sometimes get compared to a Canadian band by the same name who formed before called the Subhumans. Well, their name was slightly different, and they sound nothing alike, different country, different era and everything, but I thought I'd play two tracks by the legendary Canadian Subhumans. There's always the big debate. Oh, which is better? Oh, I like them better, I like that better. Well, you know what? Different strokes for different folks. Both bands are excellent. There was never any rift between the two bands. The UK Subhumans, when they formed, they didn't realize that there was a band called The Subhumans, and I think I was told they were in touch with the Subhumans from Canada saying, oh, I hope you don't mind that our names are quite similar. They said, don't worry about it, we're breaking up anyhow. So yes, we heard two tracks by the Canadian Subhumans going back to 1978 from the Death to the Sickoids release. We heard the title track and title track of the Firing Squad 7-inch going back to 1980. So yeah, let's get into this showcase on the British Subhumans. British Subhumans were a anarcho-peace-punk. What gets called anarcho-punk nowadays was called peace-punk back in the day. Bands that were formed under the light of Crass, the band Crass. And the band was one of the first bands to successfully merge reggae with punk sounds. And there was all sorts of elements. They went from being in a snotty punk rock band for combining angry punk rock later to mixing elements of reggae. And Subhumans were formed out of two bands, a band called The Mental, who we're going to hear now, and a band called The Stupid Humans. Yes, the guitar player, Bruce Treasure, he teamed up with Dick Lucas from The Mental, who we're going to hear right now on Generation Annihilation. Here we go. I won't go away, I am in a state, I am the only way for her to die.
Stig from Oikoloi. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Fight the system!
And we are showcasing the subhumans from England on this show, Generation Annihilation, on today's edition. Subhumans, who will be playing here for the first time ever. They were around originally from the years of 1981 to 85. They reformed as a touring band in 1998, and they haven't been here yet, not till next Thursday. And we start things all off with The Mental from an EP of theirs going back to 1978 called Extended Play. And we heard a track called God for a Day. And we heard The Stupid Humans, a song called Sid, about the notorious punk rocker Sid Vicious, who we all know and love or love to hate, who, left us in the year of 1980. Let's get into the spotlight. Yeah, Subhumans were released a demo. They put out a demo, and it caught the attention of Spiderleg Records. One more thing I will say about Subhumans is they are three quarters of the original lineup that has been going, that was the group when they were originally a group in the mid-80s. They got signed to Spiderleg Records, and their first EP got released. It was called Demolition War, 7-inch EP, and we're going to hear a track from that. It's called Drugs of Youth. Here we go.
Think Boxer! Get away from the window, let the SR outside. The little packets in our pockets, stuff we gotta hide. Sitting up on a disco, my mask stuck in a bag. It's hard to fake, the orientate, it turns brain real bad. It's drugs of you! It's drugs of you! It's drugs of you! Push the ridge, stick it in your arm. Let the feeling cool your head, and don't do you no harm. Stiff it, sulfate up, I know, doing it for a joke. It makes the world spin so fast, please go better with coke. It's drugs to you. Yeah, it's drugs to you. Give me drugs to you.
In your bag.
Do you want to vote? Do you really want to vote for it? if you really want to fight for the system.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Yes, the Rickshaw Theater, who will be hosting GBH tonight in Vancouver and Subhumans next Thursday, who we're showcasing on this edition of Generation Annihilation. And we start things all off with a handful of tracks from the British Subhumans. Yes, British Subhumans, not the Canadian, who formed in the Warm Mister and Milchim area in the early 80s. And yeah, we heard a track from their debut 7-inch single on Spiderleg Records, Demolition War. And then we followed with the title track of their next single, Reason for Existence. And from the Religious Wars EP, we heard a track, we heard a track called It's Gonna Get Worse. And yes, that was the original Subhumans lineup of Dick Lucas on vocals, Trotsky on drums, Bruce Treasure on guitar, and Grant Jackson on bass. And they released their debut LP on Spiderleg Records as well before forming their own label, or releasing stuff on their own label, Blurg Records. They put out this debut LP called Day the Country Died. This is my introduction to this group. I first heard it when I was 14, around Christmas of 1987, and yeah, it was a very life-changing record. Subhumans were my favorite band growing up, and this is a track from the Day the Country Died release, going back to 1983 on Spiderleg Records. This is a track called All Gone Dead.
city has melted, the sun is penetrating through our heads. The world has ended, the gas has gone, it killed the people, now the mutants live on. So long the world, that's what they say. It's 984 and it's all gone dead, 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 dead. It's all gone dead. There is no England, anarchy is right. I don't contradict, I try to fight. It's always dark, there is no light. And 77 has rose to its height. So on the world, that's what they say. It's 984 and it's all gone dead, 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 dead. It's all gone dead. They shoot the former hanging, it calls a lot of fuss. No one trusts the government, we have to fuck us us. There are no banks left, they've all gone bust. And the house is a parliament, it's just a pile of dust. So on the world, that's what they say. We'll be right back.
races. It's true that some animals appeal to people more than others do. Puppies and young rabbits.
And the garden has a little white rabbit! I've been not talking to you, a clean little rabbit! To wash your hair and keep it clean! You get the one who unfolds his green!
With a Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
And you're tuned into Generation Annihilation. We are showcasing the British Subhumans, who will be playing the Rickshaw Theater in town next weekend, next Thursday. Subhumans, who were considered peace punk by some. Some call them anarcho-punk. Some refer to it as refer to them as hippie punk, and that whole genre is hippie punk because, yeah, the message was about peace, love, and tackling things like injustice, nuclear warfare, and animal rights, such things like that. We start things all off with a track from their, where did we start? Yeah, Day the Country Died. We heard a track called All Gone Dead and another track off it called Subvert City. And that was the last release for Spiderleg Records, the full-length release, Day the Country Died. And after that, they formed their own label, which reissued Day the Country Died. And their first vinyl release was a 7-inch EP in 1982 with a split with the Pagans, Organized Chaos, and the A-Heads. And we heard a track called No Thanks. And from the Evolution 7-inch EP, we heard the title track on that, a song all about animal rights, about just exposing the atrocities that go on behind closed doors, testing shampoo and drugs on animals. And this one came with a lot of information and a bunch of companies to avoid and boycott and write letters to and companies to support who didn't do animal testing. Yeah, they opened up their eyes to a lot of people's eyes to that bad stuff that was going on. We followed with a track from the Time Flies by Airplanes Crash EP that had five studio songs and three live songs from a boarded live album. We heard a track called Susan, very dark song featuring the piano working of Dick Lucas, the singer for the Subhumans. That's ended that era. They switched bass players, and they are now to the lineup that is now of Dick Lucas on vocals, Bruce on guitar, and Trotsky on drums, and Phil on bass. Yeah, he joined in 1983, and he made his debut on their second full-length release called From the Cradle to the Grave. And, we're going to hear a song off that. It's called Where's the Freedom? Here we go. We'll be right back. Showcasing Subhumans on this edition of Generation Annihilation. Start things off with Where's the Freedom from the Cradle to the Grave, their second full-length release. And that one had a side B, was took up an entire side of the record. Great song called From the Cradle to the Grave, all about, you know, how society kind of has you trapped. You're thrown in and your parents, society, tell you this is the way you have to be, this is what you have to do, then you end up doing this and doing that, joining the army, being on the dole. It's a great song, great epic song. We followed with a track called Joe Public from their next EP, which is called Rats, and from the 1985 full-length Worlds Apart, we heard a track called Ex-Teenage Rebel, and the band broke up shortly before this album, or shortly after this album was released. And but they posthumously released a record called 2929 Split Vision, who we're going to hear in a bit. When the band broke up, members Dick formed a band called Culture Shock in 1986. In 1990, he formed a band called Citizen Fish, both bands who have released countless albums and are still going in one form or another, just like Subhumans. One band lays down low and one band fires right back up. So yeah, we're going to hear a track from the posthumous release, 2929 Split Vision. This is a track called Walls of Silence on this showcase on the English Subhumans on this edition of Generation Annihilation.
Safe behind their walls of silence. System thinks and we all know it. Mass protesters get nowhere. Wall of arms gets a wall of silence. They pretend that we're not there.
Safe behind their walls of silence.
Nothing we can do about it. Find each other all day long. Divide ourselves by petty ritual. Then we wonder what went wrong. Oh, what went wrong? Let's play straight up. Shout, fight the system. But it won't fight back.
Safe behind their walls of silence. Safe behind their walls.
Stop.
this is Dick from Subhumans. You are listening to Generation Island Annihilation. Easy for you to say. I'll say it again. This is Generation Annihilation. This is Dick from Subhumans. This on CITR 101.9 FM. That's F and M, female and male. All sources catered for, no matter which. Even if you're somewhere in between, in Vancouver, BC, also AD, also into the future. If you don't know what you're listening to, you do now. Cheers.
All right. All right. Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, winding up this special edition featuring Subhumans from the UK. We've ended off that set with a... three tracks, one track going back to 1986, 29-29 split Vision on Blurred Records. We had a track called Walls of Silence, and from the Unfinished Business release, yes, Subhumans had some Unfinished Business, so they released a 7-inch EP, re-recording of some old written tracks, and that was one of them. It was called Curled Up and Die, and Subhumans returned with a full-length record, Internal Riots, in the year of 2007, which is what we heard the title track of that. So yes, hope to see you all at GBH tonight, and I look forward to seeing you all at Subhumans next Thursday. We're going to leave you with one more. This is a live track on a which came out in 2004 on Fat Records. Yes, you'll probably hear them play this song next week. Yes, it's the title track of their 7-inch EP, Religious Wars. Like Generation Annihilation on Facebook, check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. Yeah, enjoy GBH tonight, and I will see you at Subhumans next week. Stay tuned for Power Chord with Brigid. See you later.
Dick from Subhumans, you are listening to Generation Island Annihilation. Easy for you to say. I'll say it again. This is Generation Annihilation. This is Dick from Subhumans. This on CITR 101.9 FM. That's F and M, female and male. All sources catered for, no matter which. Even if you're somewhere in between, in Vancouver, BC, also AD, also into the future. If you don't know what you're listening to, you do now. Cheers.
Heavy Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Open my God's down.